Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Faith Roneberry. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Preston Ward. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rudy Regalado. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila misplays the ball. That's an error on Avila. Goodman moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wertz juggles the ball. That's an error on Wertz. Goodman moves to third. Malzone moves to second. Faith Roneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roneberry strikes out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Goodman scores. Malzone moves to third. Vernon moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is walked intentionally. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Malzone scores. Vernon scores. Jensen moves to third. Button moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Roneberry. Busby reaches second base with a double. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila strikes out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball into left field. Roneberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goodman for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Faye Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Thronberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thronberry for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Busby throws the ball into Avila, who tags Pearsall trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Button hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0-for-1 in the game. Brewer hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wertz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Wertz reaches second base with a double. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. Wertz moves to third. Two outs. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado is 0 for 1 in the game. Regalado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Regalado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Faye Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Thronberry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Avila moves to second. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wertz strikes out. Two outs. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Button hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0-for-2 in the game. Brewer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-3 in the game. Malzone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado is 0-for-2 in the game. Regalado takes first base on ball 4. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button misplays the ball. That's an error on Button. Dale Mitchell pinch hits for early win. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bud Daly now pitching. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-3 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Faye Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0-for-3 in the game. Thronberry bunts towards the mound. Daly fields it and throws to first for the out. Vernon moves to second. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Regalado juggles the ball. That's an error on Regalado. Vernon moves to third. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Busby for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Smith reaches second base with a double. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith scores. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Ward reaches second base with a double. Wirtz moves to third. Hal Narragón pinch hits for Rudy Regalado. Hal Narragón is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragón hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Strickland now playing third base. Hal Narragón now catching. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Button hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. White takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 3 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Carrasquel moves to second. Dave Sisler now pitching. Stu Lachlan pinch hits for Bud Daly. Stu Lachlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachlan strikes out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Busby takes first base on ball 4. Carrasquel moves to third. Strickland moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Avila strikes out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevens. Smith reaches second base with a double. Carrasquel scores. Strickland scores. Busby moves to third. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Wirtz hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.